This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. This is the Memorial Day weekend here in the United States, with Monday marking the unofficial start of summer. 1.8 billion Muslims around the world this weekend are marking the end of the holy month of Ramadan with Eid al-Fitr. But the coronavirus pandemic makes no allowances for holidays, and COVID-19 now has claimed more than 338,000 lives worldwide, with 5.2 million people sickened by the virus. In the U.S., the numbers from Johns Hopkins University, 1.6 million cases and 96,000 deaths. All 50 American states have reopened their economies, some more slowly than others. Michigan, for instance, has extended its stay-at-home order for 2 weeks through June 12th. Michigan has been a pandemic danger zone, almost 54,000 cases and a death toll approaching 5,200. American public health officials are warning this is no time for complacency in practicing measures to hold down the spread of the pandemic. Key among them is social distancing. That could prove a difficult sell on a long holiday weekend, traditionally marked by large gatherings. Also flying in the face of what health officials are warning, U.S. President Donald Trump's decision that churches and other houses of worship are essential services and that governors need to order them open this weekend. And though it is doubtful Mr. Trump has such authority, he says he will overrule any governor who fails to go along with his edict. Most American houses of worship to this point have been closed amid fears that drawing large crowds for services will create an ideal situation for the further spread of the disease. The president's words are being criticized by some as a blatant appeal to his conservative political base, especially evangelicals, as Mr. Trump campaigns for re-election. Elsewhere in the world, the coronavirus has quickened its pace of infections in Latin America, Russia, India, and Pakistan. With some 3,700 fatalities, India has seen its biggest single-day spike in cases yet. And the nation of 1.3 billion people counts 125,000 cases and 1,100 deaths. Via remote, this is VOA News. Russia reports almost 336,000 people down with COVID-19. The country's official death toll is moving up from about 3,400. In Latin America, Mexico and Brazil are pandemic hotspots. Brazil, where President Jair Bolsonaro long played down the threat of the coronavirus, now has the second highest number of cases in the world, 331,000, second only to the United States. Brazilian hospitals are running out of space to treat the sick, and with 21,000 lives lost, it has become difficult to dig enough graves. In Mexico, too, the pandemic has been running up its numbers, more than 62,000 virus cases and nearly 7,000 fatalities. Peru, Chile, and Ecuador are seeing a rise in infections, despite strong early efforts, including lockdowns and quarantines. Colombia saw its largest number of new confirmed COVID infections on Friday, 801, pushing its total above 19,000. With another 30 deaths, Colombia has a fatality count of close to 700. On the other side of the equation, for the first time since the COVID-19 outbreak began in the city of Wuhan, China today has reported no new cases. The United Nations says its 110,000 peacekeepers around the world have been hit with 75 virus cases, claiming that preventive measures long in place have paid off. The exception is conflict-torn Mali, where 58 of the UN's cases have occurred. Among the newest signs of economic distress in the United States after more than 100 years in business, car rental giant Hertz has filed for bankruptcy. By the end of March, Hertz had piled up some $24 billion in debt, its operations hobbled by a pandemic that put a lid on most non-essential travel. At this point, Hertz says it has only $1 billion on hand and that the company's lenders had refused to grant further extensions on its auto lease debt obligations. Hertz also owns Dollar and Thrifty Car Rental. Says Hertz CEO Catherine Marinello, no business is built for zero revenue. In Britain, children are scheduled to return to classrooms in June. Most schools in the UK have been closed since late March. The reopenings are to be done in stages beginning on June 1st with 4 to 6-year-olds. Daycare centers will also be back in operation. The reopening plan is opposed by teachers' unions that argue it is too risky. Britain has lost well over 36,000 lives to COVID-19, with 255,000 cases. The death toll in yesterday's passenger jet crash in Pakistan is put at 97. Two survivors are being treated for their injuries and are reported to be doing well. One of them, Mohammed Zubair, said after the Airbus 320 hit the ground and burst into flames, all he could see was fire, and all he heard were screams. He said he made his escape by jumping from the burning wreckage. 12 minutes before the tragedy, the pilot told air traffic controllers he had lost power in both engines. The flight was about to land in Karachi on a flight from Lahore. More news online at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News, and I'm Gene Randall.